This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 93. You can't have your cake and cheat it too.
This is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best,
the fucking best,
girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
Welcome to yet another episode of the ESH podcast.
Welcome, welcome, one and all, and you over there in the corner. Hey.
How you doing?
How you doing?
That was kind of freaky how you did that.
I know.
It kind of weirded me out there a little bit.
You're my sister. Of course that weirded you out.
Yeah, I'm a little uncomfortable. I'm going to move on.
Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, as you may have noticed, Magic Mystic is not with us for this recording. Hopefully, she'll be back with us again next week. But until then, that means I'm actually going to have time to talk about what I want to talk about.
For once.
Yeah, for once. Ha-ha! But before I get to that, I do have some really exciting news, so I'm going to share that now. We are very happy to announce that starting with this episode of the ESH podcast, we have now become a member of the All Games Radio Network. We in the fam, people!
We have a new family. We've been adopted.
We have. The papers have gone through and everything, and we're so happy to have a new home away from home, and All Games rocks. If you're not familiar, allgames.com. Definitely check out some of the awesome other podcasts that are run through the website, including Evil Avatar, which is one of my favorites. Shout out to the Avatar. But you'll be able to catch new episodes of our podcast through our site and through theirs starting on Monday.
Yippee!
So now that that fun stuff has been announced and is out of the way, and like I said, we are ridiculously excited about it.
Oh my God, I'm so happy it's making... Nah, I won't say that. That's
yeah,
me.
Don't go there. Don't go there. Don't
I go stopped. There.
Very good. I'm very proud of you. Gold star for Penda.
I'm on a 12-step program.
Yeah, what step was that?
One.
Well, it's progress, though. So just reward yourself for that. Just
don't I know. Grab a cookie later.
Okay. Just remember that food is not a replacement for your feelings.
Of course not.
Booze is. Moving on. You definitely want to continue hitting us up on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com. And you can also use our short address to get to the website, which is...
ESH.mobi. That's ESH.mobi. The short address bounces you to the long address. Check out our comments on our posts. You can hit us up on our Hit Us Up link. You can check out the RSS reader if you don't listen to us through iTunes or Podcast Pickle or anything else that sounds really cool.
You
that
just
does
like
podcasts.
Saying Podcast Pickle.
I do. You should never have told me about that. But you can leave us comments. Let us know what you're thinking. Let us know what you'd like to hear us talk about. Because after a while, it's kind of hard to know what to bring to you guys because I don't know what you like. And the better you, faster you tell me, the more often I'll probably talk about it.
Wait. I thought you could read people's minds.
I used to, but, you know, I'm on hiatus.
You're on hiatus from mind reading? How'd that happen?
Yeah. Well, you see. All
right. You know what? That's another
podcast.
What happened was, see, right, I talked to this guy. All right. Anyway, that's another podcast. Let's get to the fun stuff. Let's talk about some anime and some video games.
Right on.
All right, I'm going to jump off this time. I normally kind of kick back and whatever time is left over, scoop that up and claim it as my own, but I'm kind of getting tired of not being able to speak, so I'm going to go first here.
Go right ahead and go first. Here.
This episode of the podcast. So I am not always the first one to jump onto a fad. I kind of like to always make sure that whenever I do anything, whether it's the clothes I wear or the music that I'm listening to or the artists that I'm picking up or particularly the video games that I'm playing and picking up, I always like to make sure that it's my decision that I try the game and want the game as opposed to letting myself get hyped into a game, if that makes sense.
Right.
So I am a little late to Portal. But later is better than never.
Right.
So that's what I've been playing for the last couple of days. If you're not familiar with Portal, Portal came bundled with the Orange Box collection that was made available first on the consoles and then on PC titles. I am not good at FPSs. I usually tend to get headaches if I try to play them for too long. And they usually make me want to punch puppies in the face.
Aw, you don't punch puppies.
This is what I'm saying. But that's usually what FPS titles make me want to do. I, as you know, am a huge and avid action titler, as well as fighting title. An addict, I'll admit it. As well as also rhythm games. Slight addiction there.
No, really?
I'm seriously considering getting a tattoo of Rock Band put on my arm, but I have to stop myself and remind myself to be sane. But
I'm getting a tattoo.
Yeah, blah, blah. Anyway.
Oh, who's jealous? Who's the jealous older sister?
You are! You. Okay, let's get back to what we're supposed to talk about here.
Sorry.
And fuck you. So I finally rented the Orange Box, got it in, revved up your gamepad, because I've been kind of playing Rock Band a bit much, so that I actually kind of forgot how to turn on my wireless controller for a second.
Wow.
Because I'm so used to, you know, either working with a wired guitar or my wireless guitar, and it's second nature to me to turn those on, that I kind of had to look at my controller for a second and go, oh, that's right, I have to push that button. Because I don't even think about it on my wireless guitar. I just know where it is and I tap it. I don't even look at it anymore. So after I slapped it in and I was looking at, you know, Half-Life and the two episodes, and I keep hearing about Team Fortress, and I told myself, okay, I'm really just going to jump into what I really wanted to jump into here, which was Portal. Because I love puzzle games. And I think that's something that a lot of female gamers really tend to enjoy. We like things that work our brains out. I like mindless violence and, you know, mindless gameplay, but I really wanted something to challenge me. And I was talking with the Admiral, who's another writer on the website, and she was just like, look, you gotta play Portal. She's like, it's easier on the PC, but you gotta play Portal. So finally I jumped in, and I was addicted. I mean, almost all of the hype that has gone around about Portal is absolutely deserved. So basically what happens is this game, there is a computer AI that talks to you.
It's GLaDOS.
Yes. And you basically wake up from a slumber chamber, and you're told that you're going to be helped through some exercises for this research center. And when everything is all done, you will get cake and grief counseling. Now, right then and there, I let out kind of like a gleeful little giddy laugh that really should have told me right then and there I was going to fall in love with the rest of the game. Because I kind of like things that are a little sick and demented, but in a funny ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha way.
Because you're fucked in the head.
I'm a little fucked in the head. But that's okay. That's all right. That's my bag. So I start running through, and one of the things that I love right off the bat is that you can take a whole lot of damage in the game without actually dying. But GLaDOS is guiding you through these areas, and the reason why it's called portals is because eventually what you have to do is you have to work your way through these portals that are created, a blue one and a red one. And one leads to the other. So if you're trying to get to the second level and there are no stairs, if you open one portal above the platform on the second level and one platform on the level that you're on, you can walk through the portal and end up on the second floor. Make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So you've got to find a way to be able to create portals where you want to. So the first level basically takes you through learning the mechanics of getting around through the portals and trying to identify where you can open one and basically have your open portal and your end portal, figuring all that kind of stuff out. And it was a little challenging, and I really liked that. So eventually you get a hold of this really long named gun that we're just going to call the portal gun that basically lets you create portals.
The portal gun!
The left side makes you smaller. Wait, no. The left side will open a red portal, in essence the open portal, and then the right one will let you open the where you pop out portal.
Okay.
Now where it gets interesting is a lot of times you can only make a portal on a particular type of surface, basically where you see the cement pads. Those are the only places that you can create a portal. So sometimes to get through an area, what you have to do is basically create a looping portal. So when where you fall down and where you fall down is where you open, so you're basically falling like in a continuous loop.
Okay.
So if you imagine like digging a hole to China and that hole opening up back where you started and you jumping in it and you just go through this complete loop of starting where you ended up, which is never on ground, just a continuous fall.
Right.
Yeah, that's what you end up having to do so you can build up momentum so that at some point in time you can push yourself off a little bit and create some angle of ejection to get into the next area that you need to get into.
Weird.
Challenging, because geometry sucks.
I got a B in geometry.
Well, I got a B too, but that was with a lot of extra help.
Well, half my answers on my midterm were congruent, so I don't really have a strong concept of geometry.
Like, I'm going to say congruent, not congruent, congruent.
More or less. Congruent. 90 degrees.
Isosceles, bitch. Yeah, not so much. But I really liked the fact. I mean, the first time that I sat down and played it, I probably played it for about 4 hours straight, which is usually
It's a three-hour game.
Well, some of us had to take a little extra time because we kept falling into hazards and dying.
Oh.
Okay? Because some of us, we have very bad spatial relations, and so when we thought we were aiming the damn fizzle bomb thing into the hole, we were actually aiming it at a wall that it wasn't supposed to go to. So when you jumped through to follow the ball, you didn't make it and you fell on the little thingy. And
ow.
Then it also took me a while to realize that in order to, when I fall into a hazard, to go back and restart, that I had to flick the left controller. So for a long time, I was just sitting like in the hazard ooze and just like, okay, am I going to respawn anytime too soon?
Uh-huh. Okay. Anyway.
So... but I fell in love with it. I love the puzzle challenge. I mean, the graphics aren't spectacular, but they're great. What really sets this apart is the characters. Because in essence, it's just you, who you play the protagonist, Shell, and GLaDOS, which is the AI controlling the training center. One of the things that you notice about the training center is that it's really, really clean and pristine, and, you know, it does look very futuristic, but there aren't any people around. Like, as you go from test area to test area, you notice offices and chairs, and some of them still have clothing on the back of the chairs or things on the desk and things like that, but you seem to be the only person there. And then
right.
What kind of strikes me is that, you know, GLaDOS always calls you an android, but yet is talking about you getting to people and needing grief counseling, which if you're an android, I don't know why you would need grief counseling. So
right.
There's a lot of weirdness going on. And eventually as you progress, you notice that GLaDOS starts going from being really super sweet and nice to kind of being a little bit of a douche.
A little?
A tiny bit of a douche. I'm going to say that. Yep. At one point, like, mocking you so bad, when you're getting ready to what you think is going to be a respite in the game and, like, head back to your quarters, she tells you that, that's not ready yet, so unfortunately you're going to have to go through this test area that has live ammunition bots because it was designed for a military droid. And I was like, yeah, good luck on that. And then the droids have, like, these sickeningly sweet, like, little girl voices. Like, it made me almost as uncomfortable as the little sisters in Bioshock. But not as much.
Okay.
But it's just weird because they're like, where are you? Oh, I see you. And you're like, what the shit? And then you'll hide behind something and just like, oh, I lost you. And you're just like, oh, for a second your brain goes, I don't want you to lose me. I'll jump up. And then you remember, no, they'll hit you, dumbass. They will hurt you. They're not cute. Hide behind a companion block.
A companion cube.
Okay, and let me tell you about that.
I love the companion cube.
I'm pretty much not ruining anything for anybody here. I really didn't get that attached to my companion cube because I kind of blew through that part pretty quickly. So by the
time...
Wow. Yeah, so, I mean, it took me maybe a couple of minutes to do that test, which was odd. So when I came up to the point, I was like, yeah, unfortunately, you need to put your... Oh, wow. Yeah, but before she even told me to put my companion cube in the incinerator, I'm like, oh, that's a big thing. Let me guess. I'm going to have to put this cube in there so I won't open that door. All right.
You just put it in there without even thinking?
Of course. I was just like, all right, moving on to the next puzzle. Let's go.
Oh, my God.
Like I said, I didn't spend a lot of time in that particular puzzle. So by the time I got there, it was just another block.
I can't believe you.
I didn't spend that much time with my companion cube. You know, it's not me. It's GLaDOS.
Man, I don't know if I can't. I don't think I can call you sister anymore.
Oh, let's not be that dramatic. It was just a cube.
It was your companion cube.
It wasn't. I'm telling you, it wasn't my companion. Now, if I play this on the harder difficulty, which you can unlock when you finish the game, and actually try to get through the test areas in different ways. So either challenged by time or like least amount of steps. So where can you put portals underneath your feet and drop out so you take the least amount of steps possible to get out of a test area? That's probably going to be more challenging. With that, I'll probably spend more time with the companion cube. But like I said, by the time I got to the test where it's like, okay, and now I'm going to dispatch a companion cube. And I'm like, oh, it looks just like all the other cubes, except it has a little heart on it. That's really sweet. But when I looked at the floor, I pretty much figured out how to get through the puzzle. So I maybe spent about 3.5, maybe 4 minutes on the puzzle. So I wasn't like all that attached to it.
I can't believe you. I can't believe you.
Well, you should.
I don't even think I want to talk to you right now.
Oh, you're so full of shit. How long did it take you to get rid of your companion cube?
I kind of had to, you know, pause, actually, because it wasn't my game. I was playing over at one of my friend's dorm rooms, and I'm like, wait, I have to... And he's like, yeah, you have to do that. I'm like, well, no, I don't want to. No, I don't want to do it.
Well, see, you're just being whiny. I mean, look, you got to progress, okay? I gotta get out of here before this crazy bitch of a robot starts putting neurotoxin all up in this shit. So,
man, well,
cube gotta go.
Sorry, I like friends.
I like
and
friends.
I had a hard time, okay?
Okay, but I saw the movie Stay Alive, okay? Sometimes you gotta eat people.
No one ate anyone in Stay Alive.
Whoa. I'm not talking... I'm sorry, I shouldn't say Stay Alive. I should say Alive. You know the movie where the people were on the plane and the plane went down and they got crashed into the snow?
Yeah, the Stay Alive was a really bad gamer movie.
Yeah, that was a really bad gamer movie. Ugh. But Alive, sometimes you gotta eat people. I'm not condoning it. I'm just saying sometimes it is warranted that, you know,
in order for the greater good, you gotta munch on some marrow.
You do what you gotta do. And if the computer says this door will open, if you put the cube in the hole, guess where the cube is going?
Man.
Okay, now if it was a person, I probably would have paused for like a second, but actually I played enough God of War that
wouldn't have fazed you either.
No, because I was really quick to put that guy in the furnace.
You're just like, wait a minute, I have to, all right, let's do it.
I didn't even need the guide for that part in God of War. When I looked up and I'm like, oh, look, there's a dude in a cage and he's the only one alive and moving and I can knock that down. Human sacrifice. All right, where you going? Didn't even take me that long. I'm like, oh, I see the fire. All right. And it was really funny because remember we were playing that with mom around, and she's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, look away. Look away.
It's like, mom, if you, yeah.
You're not going to like what's going to happen. And the poor guy's screaming the entire time. He's like, please, God, no. Don't do this. Spartan, please. And I'm just like, bitch, got to fry.
You are.
God to kill.
I can't believe you.
Yes, you can.
Very good. You are now in possession of the Aperture Science handheld portal device. With it, you can create your own portals. These intradimensional gates have proven to be completely safe. The device, however, has not. Do not touch the operational end of the device. Do not look directly at the operational end of the device. Do not submerge the device in liquid, even partially. Most importantly, under no circumstances should you...
So, I mean, it's just, it's really interesting. At one point in time, you know, as you're progressing, GLaDOS' voice gets more and more electronic-y, and she starts going off the deep end, and, you know, starts telling you that you have no friends and you're adopted, which explains a lot, and you're just like, oh, I'm so fucking killing you when I finally get to you. I don't care. I will rip you a fucking part.
She does, that's in the final battle.
This is what I'm saying, though. You just want to rip her a fucking part.
No, but don't you just love when she's like, she's like, you know, I think at one point she's talking and she's just kind of like, yeah, well, we were pretending to murder you. Or we were pretending
right.
to really
when
hurt you.
When you finally get through all the testing area and you're on that platform and you're like being congratulated and then the platform starts lowering and you can see it lowering in the furnace and she's like, oh, no. All of our, you know, materials, including you, can survive at this Kelvin. And just like, you're trying to kill me. So you get off the thing. And then she's like, oh, yeah, no, I was just pretending. It was actually part of the test. And you've passed. Hooray. And then continues to try and kill you.
Yeah.
And you're
she's
just like,
a bit.
Fool me
no,
once.
But I, like, I never played the whole game through. Because like I said, I was at someone's dorm playing it on his Xbox.
Right.
So, you know, he's like, well, you didn't finish. He's like, but that's okay. He's like, go look up the ending fight so you can, like, see.
Oh,
and I'm like, okay.
Lame.
Yeah. So like I went that way and I watched it and I watched this guy and like this, whoever I was watching had some serious skills. Cause like he knew where to put portals like ahead of time. So as she's like talking, he's just like, doop de doop doo. I'm not paying attention, doopy-doopy-doo, you know, and whatever. And I just like how she's like, you know, she's a computer, so obviously she doesn't really have any feelings. But, you know, I'm listening to her, and I'm like, wow, like, she's really kind of out there to hurt you, like, mentally.
What I really, really enjoy is that the game has been so popular that it actually spawned a lot of people to cosplay at events as companion cubes, or there's actually even a video of somebody, I think it was at SakuraCon, that actually came as a female representation of GLaDOS. But the one that really, really caught my eye is that there's actually a person that's doing a blog that has kind of tried to diagnose and put a psyche behind not only the design of GLaDOS, but then the motive behind what could have spawned her behavior. And I just think it's been really interesting to kind of see how people have aligned so much with what relatively is a very short game. And up until, you know, the very last battle, an unseen, you know, non-tangible character to connect so deeply that they need to create now this back path to understand why the corruption happened, so as to, I guess, make GLaDOS not such a corrupt,
cold-hearted, frigid, robotic bitch.
Yeah.
But see, it's weird, though, because as you're kind of dismantling her and you put that first, like, block into the incinerator, and she's like, oh, I just remembered what that cube was. It was a morality core to keep me from filling this place with neurotoxin. And it's like, so wait a minute. It's like, so you're evil and you're trying to kill me, but you still had the moral chip in you?
Well, and that's the thing that was kind of weird, because I think that, you know, when they put the chip in at the end after the first time, GLaDOS went crazy and killed everybody. I think that's why the hazards exist, but she would warn you that they existed as opposed to not telling you. I think that's with the morality piece kicking in of having to say, I have to tell you that there are hazards in here that'll kill you. I hope you don't hit them. Actually, I kind of do.
I secretly hope you do.
Yeah. So I think that that's where the morality thing kicked in. But I found it was really interesting in one of the websites that I went around. They actually had somebody that did a anime drawing, or I should say an anime style drawing of a humanoid GLaDOS figure, in addition to the way that she was computerized. And it basically was a comparison of saying that, you know, she's been kind of locked up and bound, and had all the sights and sensual things taken away. So, you know, her eyes are covered, so she's blinded, and her ears are covered, so pleas of whatever fall on deaf ears for some kind of...
But how could her ears be covered? Because,
well, like I said, the artist rendering is kind of taking it to another level. Because, I mean, when you think about it, it's not like you ever talk back to GLaDOS.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not like you have conversation because your character never says a word.
Yeah, you're kind of the strong silent type.
Yeah, did you ever place like any portals so that you could see yourself?
No.
Yeah, I did that because I was like, what the shit do I look like?
And?
You're a chick.
Really?
Uh-huh.
You're a girl?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Bitchin', shell.
So, wow. Uh-huh.
Bitchin'.
Wow, that's really kind of funny.
Yeah, if you hit the Wikipedia page, there's actually somebody that took a picture of their character and opened up two portals so you could see yourself.
Oh my god, it's that's really kind of cool.
Yeah, it's very, very cool. I wish that there were more games like this, because it really does make you think, and it pushes your mind to other levels. I mean, I think that Portal has really gotten me ready now for Echochrome, which I really, really hope and pray is as fun as I had with Portal. So my rating right now, just on Portal alone, is 4.5 out of 5. The only reason why I didn't give it a 5 is because without some kind of guide, I mean, if I bought this and had at least a little bit of knowledge of what to expect or try, it is a little intimidating. For the first couple of puzzles to try and figure out, okay, well, will making a straight up and down tunnel to nowhere work, or do I have to make an angled one? And like sometimes you'll solve a puzzle and get the momentum angle thing going and have no idea how you did it, and it was by accident because you can't follow it. So those are the only complaints that I have about it. If you have not played it, you need to play it. I'm going to go back now and play Team Fortress 2 and see if I don't get dizzy.
And don't forget the cool song at the end and the fact that you can see the cake, but you can't have the cake. So the cake is a lie.
The cake is totally a lie because you can see the cake. Well, and this is how you know that that's a complete dream sequence, because there's the cake, then there are all those eyes, and then over in the corner is the companion cube, which you know you incinerated.
It's like it's a lie. The cake is a lie.
Yeah. And that was really weird too. Is all the
actually, believe it or not, the cake is not a lie. There is a way, because that room exists, and you can get to the cake, but it's through a series of cheats. So it's not a place that you can find on your own. You have to cheat your way, but you can get to it.
There is a way to cheat to get to the cake?
Yeah.
Oh, I must find this, because I must get the cake.
Because my friend, who I was over there playing it with, he's like, I almost have all of them down, because you have to do there's a certain type of movie thing you kind of have to do, like a move, and you have to do it at the right time, and, you know, if you do that, you know, So it's possible to get the cake. Or be in the room with the cake, rather. It is possible.
I gotta get to the cake because I feel like anything that I can do to prove GLaDOS is being fallible makes me happy.
Okay. Yeah. Well.
So that's my reading on that. I do love the song. The lyrics are so troubling, but yet the melody is so sweet. And you can get the song for free in Rock Band.
Wait, why are the lyrics troubling? They're quite simple.
Well, you know, the whole thing about, you know, when you're dead, I'm going to still be alive. And, you know, it's a little bit of a downer if you listen to the song from beginning to the end.
Yeah, I know.
So it's a little troubling. It's a little uneasy because it's such a serious and dark verse. And yet, you know, like the melody when you hear it and the timbre, you imagine Muppets singing that to you. And Muppets singing those words, they kind of scare me. Okay?
Oh, don't be scared.
Yeah.
This was a triumph. I'm making a note here. Huge success. It's hard to overstate my satisfaction. Aperture Science. We do what we must because we can. For the good of all of us, except the ones who are dead. But there's no sense crying over every mistake. You just keep on trying till you run out of cake. And the science gets done and you make a neat con for the people who are still alive. I'm not even angry. I'm being so sincere right now. Even though you broke my heart and killed me, I'm torn into pieces and threw every piece into a fire. As they burned, it hurt because I was so happy for you. Now these points of data make a beautiful line, and we're out of data, we're releasing on time. So I'm glad I got burned. Think of all the things we learned for the people.
What that song makes me
But she didn't head. Say she was killing you. She just said, while you're dying,
uh-huh.
I'll be still
okay.
alive. And when you're dead, I'll
right.
be still alive.
And who's killing me? Because evidently, when the portal tears open and you arrive back on the surface, ain't nobody there.
True.
Don't know if you noticed that. Yeah. GLaDOS can suck it. So, like I said, 4.5, I'm probably going to play it again and then jump on the Team Fortress 2. And then I'll backtrack and do Half-Life and tell you what I think of that. You know, just round the whole thing out. So that's all I have. I'm going to continue drinking my beer and I'm going to pass the mic of 1,000 Truths over to Panda. What you got for the people, Panda?
Well, I'm going to be bringing up an anime that we showed in my anime club this week. And I can't fully remember if it's something that Magic has talked about before, but if she did, she probably gave it a much more detailed view. And now that I've seen it myself, I figured that I'd, you know, if it was something she's talked about, that I would revisit it, but from the eyes of Panda instead of the eyes of Magic. And
the eyes of Panda are upon you.
And So, and the anime is called Bus Gamer.
Okay.
And the reason why I seem to find myself really attracted to this anime for these three episodes that we watched is, for one, the anime style is that of Sayuki. So okay. If you're a Sayuki fan of those hot Sayuki boys, then you're going to love these boys because they are pretty much, they are the love children of the Sayuki boys.
Ew.
Like if Cho and Sanzo and Son Goku and the water sprite guy could have babies with each other.
Ew.
And they would have these three boys.
Yeah, I'm not comfortable with men having babies yet.
No. Then I hope you didn't watch Oprah a little while ago, because,
I keep hearing about this, and no, I didn't.
Yeah, there's a man having a baby.
Ew.
Yeah.
Why?
He was a she, but she didn't get rid of, you know, she has the frame.
Everything downstairs.
But she kept the...
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm with you.
Uh-huh.
And her life partner couldn't have babies, so now he's having babies. For her. So that they can have babies. So... But he looks like a man, so... You know, because he's a man. So, yeah.
I'm confused.
But anyway, that's a totally different podcast.
That's a totally different podcast. I don't even know.
But anyway,
okay.
Sayuki men, if they could have babies with each other, they would have these three men. And their personalities are totally hybrids of them, too. I was kind of sad that none of them look like, you know, Cho Gono or, you know, Cho Akai, because he was my favorite. And, oh, man, the things I would do to Cho Akai. And, whatever. That's different. That's something just for me.
Yes. It should stay there.
Sorry. But anyway, do you ever notice how in animes they really make dangerous bad behavior look really, really hot? You know, like drug rings, prostitution rings.
Well, I mean, they've been doing that since the days of Speed Racer. I mean, and now with this movie coming out, I mean, you know, anybody attempting to drive like that would die 20 million times over.
Twice.
So they've been doing that kind of stuff. I mean, there are things that, you know, in Akira, that Akira does on a motorcycle that no human being should attempt, including freaking Evil Knievel.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's just been something that they've been throwing a big, massive, like, well, we can get away with this because this is an animated world and we control the physics.
Yeah. Yeah. But anywho. So, but they really kind of make it really appealing. And granted, you know, I've been to Vegas. I see how the gambling life is very shiny and tempting. In its red dress and its jewels everywhere and its giant Wheel of Fortune wheel that doesn't like me to win.
Come on, man. It's okay. It's okay. You'll get them next time, kid. You'll get them next time.
Yeah. And, you know, but they put a different spin on gambling, you know, in this because, you know, there are these companies. And it kind of makes you think of things like these could actually really happen. And they probably do. And I'm probably just living in my own little mind that believes that this type of corruption doesn't happen.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'm sure of it.
It's one of the things that, you know, make us love you.
Yeah. So these corporations who are doing all these, you know, illegal gambling things, you know, like illegal dog fights, legal cock fights, blah, 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 blah. You know, these corporations are like, man, we're getting really bored of the same illegal shit. Let's do something else. So they decide that they are going to go and find each of these corporations is going to go out and find themselves three people to compete. Now, usually these people they're not just random people. Like, they're people who have relatively, you know, useful skills.
Okay.
You know, and these skills can vary. Like, you know, they could be like a professional fighter or, you know, like a hacker or, you know, their skills are those of, you know, strong usefulness in espionage and kicking ass.
Right.
You know, and you get recruited by one of these, you know, these corporations, and then you're a team. And they're 3v3. So this isn't like one big mob versus another mob. You know, it's elite. It's to the point. and everyone gets these like little mini disc reminder things, and that's how they get their information after they've been recruited.
Okay.
And once you're recruited, you get put in a system. Well, these three really hot guys, you know, like you've got the one guy and he's really hot. He's kind of the leader, and he's kind of like that I hate everyone kind of guy.
Okay.
Kind of like Seffy, but you know, not a clone and and not wanting to kill the whole world and not hating everyone, really.
Okay, just kind of angry at the world.
Yeah.
With no direction, but...
Like the world was a big bully that smacked his snow cone.
Okay.
And he didn't have enough money to buy another one. So he's kind of pissed.
Okay.
But he'll get over it.
Right.
You know, and he's just, you know, he carries a lead pipe, you know, and he's the basher.
He carries a lead pipe?
Yeah, he carries a giant lead pipe with like a little bit of like a cloth on it, which is kind of funny.
Okay.
And you know, and he's just kind of the badass, like, I'm gonna kill, you know, like, you know, when he signs up for this whole deal, you know, he's like, let's go find what we need to find. I'll bash some heads in, just don't die. Because this is not just a haha, you know, because the object of these games is the home team, because there's two teams that compete.
Okay.
There's the home team and the away team. And the home team is given a disc with secret files from that particular corporation.
Mm-hmm.
So the objective is for the home team to keep their disc.
Okay.
And not let the away team take it.
Right.
Because not only does it have corporate secrets, but, you know, you get more money for the more discs that you accumulate.
Okay.
From the other companies. Because then you've got blackmail on all the other companies. So they're risking their necks, these
okay.
corporations.
Uh-huh.
And you know, so this particular group, when they sign up, they're like, we don't know what we should name ourselves. And apparently over there in Japan, you know how like here, if you don't know what your name is gonna be or you don't know if something's applicable, you just put NA.
Right.
Well, over there it's AAA.
Okay.
Which is why a lot of games, when you have to put in names and stuff, the first three letters you'll see, it's not just blank. It's usually AAA, and then you go and you change them for your initials.
Uh-huh.
Because that's the Japanese way of saying no name.
Gotcha. Okay.
So they're like, oh, well, we don't really care, so we'll just call ourselves AAA. So they're the AAA team. You know, and there's the bash brain guy, there's the quiet, silent type guy, and then there's the high schooler.
Uh-oh.
I love him. His name's Kazuho, and I'm saying his name because he's my favorite, really. You know, and if you remember, let's see, if you mix Tosuke from Fushigi Yugi and Son Goku, and then made his hair blonde and added that Get Backers guy, the blonde Get Backers guy, that's what this kid looks like.
Wow.
Yeah, and he's got classes, and he's very cheery about the world. And at first, when he signs up, you know, when he gets recruited for this team, you're kind of like, why? Because, you know, he's not very, you know, he's tall, he's kind of lanky, he doesn't seem like he has any kind of muscle, he really can't fight, he definitely can't shoot a gun.
Right.
And you're kind of like, okay, but he's this genius computer, like computer genius. You know, so the only reason why he's there is because, you know, he can hack into just about anything. You know, and that's pretty much it. So he's the brains. He's not a bronze. And he's not even all that brainy because in terms of strategy, he really doesn't have one. They kind of bash around and hopefully things work out and they win. And they're just the comedic levels between these three guys, or rather just the little kid who's like 17 and the I'll bash brains in guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just really funny because when they first compete, at first they don't think it's serious. Like they think, oh, they took our disc. Okay, so we don't get any money. But this other team is like hardcore, like trying to kill them, because pretty much it's like a dual bloodbath. You know, no holds bar. WWF has nothing on this. Ultimate Fighter with steroids.
Gotcha.
I think.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, it's a lot more serious. You know, after every one of these battles, like, there's always a big news report about, like, this murder of, like, three men mm-hmm. or women, depending on who you fight.
Right.
And I've only seen the first three episodes, but I really enjoyed it. And, You know, I wish more things that looked like Sayuki would come up because they're hot men candies. And at the same time, I kind of don't like the fact that they make these men overly gorgeous because I feel like they are making us over here in America or wherever you're seeing your anime women that we are raising our standards to a level that will never be met. Like, we think over there in Japan, they all have, like, blue hair, and they're, like, 6'5".
Wait, there's nobody in their right mind that... Oh, my God, where the hell did my voice go? Puberty coming back much? There's nobody in their right mind that expects that there's anybody over in any country that has naturally blue hair.
Not naturally. I didn't say anything about being natural, but...
Well, shit, anybody can dye their hair.
But I brought this up at the anime club, so I'm like, man, they need to stop making these guys really hot, because I'm going to start thinking that, you know, these guys exist. I'm going to go over to Japan, and I'm going to be very disappointed. And Magic was like, here, here.
She's like, if you think that a cartoon character is an actual, you know, depiction of any specific cultural area, like, in reality, then you, sir, or madam, as the case may be, need to have yourself checked into an insane asylum.
I know. Like, and I get that, but, you know, or at least their behaviors, like the way that the characters are portrayed, you're kind of like, man, guys don't act like that.
You can't look to entertainment to be the defining factor of what you expect to have happen out of people, out of reality. It is entertainment. It is a break away from reality and is supposed to be so surreal and different from reality that it does not interfere with reality. Entertainment is designed to be your escape from reality. So your escape should be fantastical and unrealistic, because if you want reality, then you don't do any entertainment. Okay, it's the people that let these areas that overlap that give people like Jack Thompson a leg to stand on.
Oh.
Do you want to give Jack Thompson a leg to stand on?
No.
Do you?
No.
Well, then stop it.
Well, I don't.
Well, good. Tell your little friends.
Okay. I will.
Because every time they start believing that stuff, Jack Thompson gets a little more powerful and grows 3 centimeters.
Is it like every time we believe it, a little Jack Thompson gets wings?
It does. That's exactly what happens. Every time you buy into that, little Jack Thompson fairies get their wings.
Oh, that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
We can't have that happen.
No, we can't have that happen. Do you want an army of Jack Thompson fairies?
No.
I sure don't.
No.
We'll never get any legislation done because
there's
bullshit legislation to strike down.
Yeah. But anyway.
So how many episodes are in Bus Gamer?
I believe right now there's actually only 3. It's very short. And I've... oh, wait.
So there's only 3, and you've seen the 3.
Yeah. But
so
I don't
over?
Remember. No, because it was originally a manga first.
Okay.
And the thing was, it's a one-volume manga. So it's actually kind of... It's kind of chunky, and it's straight to the point.
Okay.
But see, I must have taken a nap during the third episode, because I don't remember the third episode. But which happens? Pandas need their naps, okay? We run on a very limited supply. But I know. I'm just the giant.
I'm sorry.
I know. I'm noob sauce, but whatever.
You are. You're just like, you're covered.
Hey,
in it.
I sleep sometimes, okay?
Obviously.
I do. And, well...
Sleep is for the weak.
Sleep is for pussies! No, I'm just kidding. I love sleep, and everyone needs sleep every day, because if you didn't, you would die.
But, there are things you can do, but anyway.
But it's not considered an ova, because, you know, the manga would stipulate that it was, you know, sweet and to the point, and the anime is sweet and to the point. And it's a lot of fun. And believe it or not... And I give it a 4 out of 5.
Okay.
Do I think they could have gone more? Yes. Will they? No. Does that make me sad? Yes. If this DVD came out, would I buy it? Depends on how much it was, like, 4, because I'm not going to buy 3 episodes for $30. $10 an episode? Fuck no.
Okay.
Fuck no. How would one get it otherwise? Don't ask me. I don't know.
That's right.
And good that's
girl.
It.
Good girl. Hey, have a cookie.
Yay! 2 cookies. I like cookies.
Yeah, cookies are a good thing.
Cookies
so,
are yum.
So, to recap, Portal to Awesome.
Bus Gamer. Awesome. It should be more, but not. Don't ask me. I was asleep.
Okay.
I figured I'd plug that, the fact that I slept through the last episode.
So we've
covered. Doesn't mean it was boring, it just meant I was sleepy.
Because you're a sleepy bastard.
I'm sleepy panda.
Yes, or something like that. So that's all we're going to have for this particular episode. Please do keep hitting us up on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can visit our short address, which is panda.
ESH.mobi. That's ESH.mobi. It will bounce you over to the long address. You could see what's new on the website. You can check out the fresh store, maybe buy yourself a t-shirt, or you could comment on our stuff, send us some love, say, hey, bitch, talk about this. And if you're not that mean about it, maybe we will.
Yes.
And and you can just, you know, calm down, have some coffee. Maybe I'll make you some biscuits.
Don't promise people biscuits. We are not getting in the business of promising people biscuits.
But,
No. Because then people are going to be like, where are my biscuits? And you're going to be like, I was just playing. I can't get you biscuits over the internet. And they're going to say, no, you said biscuits. False advertising. I declare shenanigans. Do you want
shenanigans? No.
All right, then. Don't tell people you don't make them biscuits.
Fine. I don't want.
You can't even really bake.
Yes, I can. Shut up, bitch.
Bitch, you know you can't bake.
Yes, I can.
You can kind of bake.
No, I can bake.
I have had some overly done cookies.
No, those weren't by me.
Not,
I don't burn my cookies.
Not the last batch, but there was a batch.
I don't burn no cookies. I don't burn no fucking cookies.
I'm just saying.
They were not my cookies.
Okay.
I don't do that shit.
Somebody else then burnt the Snickerdoodles, but... Somebody
I don't eat Snickerdoodles. I don't make Snickerdoodles.
Oh, well. I was told that those were you.
No.
Anyway, that is another podcast. Before we go, I do once again want to show some love for All Games Interactive, as well as all of the wonderful podcasts available at the All Games website, which is www.allgames.com. Check us out. Starting with this episode, you can catch us there on the Monday night slot. So... I guess I'm going to have to call this podcast toast.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
What are you going to do with your toast?
I'm going to eat cookies instead.
You're just going to eat cookies instead of your toast?
Yeah.
So you're going to leave me with 2 pieces of toast?
Yeah.
So then you know what I'm going to do?
Eat them.
Well, yeah. what I'm going to do is I'm going to fry me up an egg and some bacon. Make me toasted egg and bacon sandwich.
BLT, a BLT.
No, not BLT. Egg and bacon. You ever had one of those toasts where you get the egg all nice and juicy? You get all the yolk all up in the toast?
No.
Top it off with a little bacon?
No.
Yeah.
No.
So that means we're hungry and we're out of time. So I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
We'll see you guys next week.
Later, y'all.